This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Denver mayoral candidate Kelly Bruff received a big name boost today. Former Mayor Wellington Webb endorsed her, saying Bruff has endured a husband who died by suicide and a father who was killed.
You can't learn that in an academic book. Those are issues that you learn from the experience and the feeling that you have when you're part of a family that goes through those issues.
Bruff, a former Denver Chamber CEO, says she's honored by the endorsement. She says she doesn't view the city's top job as a stepping stone.
I will use my office, my capital, and this position to ensure we rebuild and restore Denver.
The runoff between her and Mike Johnston is June 6th. Meanwhile, Denver will pay $350,000 to settle a lawsuit stemming from protests in the summer of 2020. Boulder resident Michael Jacobs says officers used excessive force when they arrested him in July 2020. Video shows officers tackling a man Jacobs' lawyers say is their client, and one of the officers appears to jab the person near their genitals. Denver police accused Jacobs of trying to disarm an officer, but those charges were later dropped. The department found the officer involved hadn't violated its use of force policy. Apprenticeships in Colorado face new regulations under a new law signed today. State lawmakers created an apprenticeship directory in 2019 to help people enroll in on-the-job training programs. Those listings must now include stats about how many enrollees actually complete the program and what the pay is like. A new state agency will take over registration of apprenticeship programs in July. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.